Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Is Christianity really relevant for today? People around the world struggle with financial troubles, addictions, abandonment, social media addictions, broken marriages, and physical ailments. How does the gospel apply to hurting people in the 21st century? Here's our highlight from Connecting Faith. Joe talked with James Chung about why Christianity is still great news and the larger story God is telling through our witness.
James, I'm going to read another quote from you from your book, True Story, where you write, "Our articulation of the gospel in churches and fellowships these days seems to be more about getting into heaven or benefiting personally from Jesus than about joining a healing kingdom movement." So how do you end up drawing that corollary that we're part of that kingdom now, as well as part of that kingdom that God is going to establish in the future?
Yes, it's something that God is doing for sure. And how you draw the line is that we get a foretaste of that now. We have the hors d'oeuvres of that, and the main banqueting feast is to come. But that we get to participate in that now. I just love the way that Jesus invited his followers to follow him. You know, we think about that, and Jesus says, "Come follow me, and I will make you." And if we grew up in the church, we know what the line is. But sometimes we forget, or it doesn't hit us with the same impact that it used to, because a lot of times from our pulpits, we say it something else. We say, "Come follow Jesus, and the peace that's eluded you, you will have." Or, "Come follow Jesus, and the joy that's been missing, you will find."
You will join him in heaven.
Yeah, and to be with him. In our worst churches, we'll say something like, you know, "Follow Jesus, and you'll have the Benz in the garage and the mansion on the hill, because the Lord wants you to fling it in him," you know, kind of thing. But Jesus doesn't actually make his invitation about what we get out of it. It seems like from the outset, he was pretty clear, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." That your life will no longer be about fishing for yourself, but you will be helping other people find God, and you'll be loving on others in this way. He seemed to put the mission pretty at the forefront of things, and then talked about what that meant. And so it's just a way for us not to do a bait and switch on folks with the gospel, to just say that it's about you getting into heaven. Though it's true, isn't the whole picture, and actually God might have something for you now, that as you step into this kingdom life, that you might actually be called to die so that you might truly live. And what would that look like?